that's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello to all you wonderful podcast listeners. Sorry to interrupt what I'm sure is an absolutely spellbinding show. We would strongly appreciate it if you guys would consider joining us on RevMen Plus. If you like the podcast that you get for free in your podcasting app, then you can get more on RevMen Plus. Podcasts, interviews, documentaries, and a whole host more as well. And if you're on Spotify, you can also subscribe straight in the Spotify app for RevMen Plus podcasts. But if you want the full hit, head over to redmenplus.com and join us on another magical season.
Hello, welcome to the Red Men TV. My word, I did not expect to be sat here doing this show today of all days. But David Ornstein has basically just broken the internet. You can see on my screen now, Liverpool have been put up for sale by Fenway Sports Group. Sale deck has been produced for interested parties. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley assist in the evaluation process. Unclear if deal gets done. But FSG are inviting offers for Liverpool Football Club. We're going to go through the article, obviously. I'm going to jump into the comments because there's going to be so much that everybody wants to say. So if you're watching this on Twitter right now and you want to have your say, jump over to youtube.com/theredmentv. Jump into the comments. We'll be reading good comments, we'll be reading bad comments. We're going to be talking about FSG's ownership, the mistakes they made, the good things that they've done, and ultimately what looks like the beginning of the end for FSG at Liverpool Football Club as the custodians of our football club, Liverpool Football Club. It is a massive day. We've just had a massive draw for Real Madrid in the Champions League. And now, barely an hour and a half later, we find out that Liverpool Football Club are up for sale. My WhatsApp is going mental. Twitter is going mental. Ornstein has literally broken the internet with this one. It is surprising, the timing, I think, but we're going to digest it all together as a community of Liverpool fans over on youtube.com/theredmentv. If you're on Twitter and you're watching, jump over there now because that's where this video is going to sit. I'm going to take a few Discord comments first and foremost, if there are any, of course. And right now they're on, so if anyone's watching from our Club Legends, jump in there and let me know what's going on. The YouTube comments are coming in already. First one that comes to mind is Youssef, just with a big yes! And Baby Yoda says, bring us that oil. Kevin Barr says, think it probably is time. Happy with what they've done with the club, but now it is time to move forwards. And I think that's right, isn't it? I think, you know, whether this is the actual end for FSG at Liverpool Football Club, as owners of Liverpool Football Club or not, I think we will look back on this period in 10, 15, 20 years' time as one of the golden ages of Liverpool Football Club. And I do think that is down to the people that they put in place. I do think that that is down to the Michael Edwards of this world, to the Jürgen Klopps of this world, and the players that they were able to assemble within the restraints that FSG put on Liverpool Football Club, because it's not been all rosy. It certainly hasn't been. You know, they've made missteps. They've tried to trademark the word Liverpool. They tried to make ticket prices far too expensive. They tried to join the European Super League, to name but three. But they got us competing on the football field, which is something that Liverpool weren't able to do at the absolute business end of Europe and the business end of the Premier League for a long time. They brought us our 19th league title, ending the 30-year wait. They brought us another European Cup. They made us champions of the world, which nobody else did. But it is down to the people at the football club. FSG deserve their credit. Of course they do. But the question, I think, for a lot of Liverpool fans right now is, how many trophies would we have won if we'd had different owners? And the answer to that question might well be zero, and the answer to that question might well be 10. You know, it's a difficult one, and we're probably never going to know unless we get sold to a super rich football club, a super rich owner, maybe one with even more questionable morals. But the trophies hide that fact. I think they're the things that we're going to have to ask ourselves over the next coming weeks and months, and maybe even years, as FSG do look to sell. So I'm going to get back into the comments, of course. Emil Olsen sends us 15 Norwegian Corona. Thank you so much. If we're sold to an authoritarian regime that routinely chopped the centre's heads off, I'm in the new in the market for a new team to support. And this is where the morals thing is going to come in, isn't it? And it's going to be very difficult to separate the ownership from the football club. I've supported Liverpool Football Club through multiple owners, through multiple managers, through multiple teams. The one constant is the football club. But can you really have an authoritarian in charge of Liverpool Football Club with our socialist values as a city, with our socialist values as the majority of our fan base, certainly travelling fan base, does have? These are questions for the future, maybe not for now. So let's have a little look at the article itself then. Headline, of course, FSG puts Liverpool up for sale. And if these were live pictures, Klopp looks pretty happy. But of course, they're not live pictures. Fenway Sports Group has put Liverpool up for sale. Full stop. That is a fucking sentence and a half there from Ornstein. Not in bold, not a second header. It's a proper sentence, that, isn't it? And that's all that we needed to know. No fluff, no two paragraphs of shite and a load of adverts before you get to what you need to know. Fenway Sports Group has put Liverpool up for sale. Love that. A full sales presentation has been produced for interested parties. Full stop. FSG have looked at opportunities in the past, but decided against moving forwards with them. It's unclear whether or not a deal will eventually be done, but FSG is inviting offers. And let's not forget here, let's take a little pause and we'll get into the comments and stuff now, of course. But Liverpool Football Club is one of the greatest football teams, nay, the greatest football team on the planet. There is an opportunity here for somebody who wants to get a winning football team with a fantastic manager. Now, is that opportunity going to invite the right types of people? Is that going to invite football people? Is it people looking to turn a quick buck? FSG bought us for around about 270-odd million quid. I would be surprised if this football club now doesn't go for more than £4 billion. And the other thing, if they are inviting offers, could there be a bidding war? And ultimately, will it be worthwhile to the person who tries to buy Liverpool Football Club? And the answer to those questions, I believe, is yes. Because right now, Liverpool, even at £4 billion, are a bargain. Because you just don't get that very often. Not one of the best managers in the world. Not a football team. And I know you're going to tell me Chelsea. And I'm going to disagree with you. Because I don't think they are one of the top names in world football. Even after the amount of trophies that they've won. This is a historic football club. The most successful football club in English football. Has just come on the market. We're a year away from being in the Champions League final, a year away from being one game from winning the Premier League, just a few years away from winning the Premier League and winning the European Cup and being champions of the world and going very, very deep in all the competitions last season, of course. Nearly a historic quadruple. This is mad. This is major news. This is going to be front pages of papers. This is not just the back pages. Stephen Somerville, Irish Rugby, sends £8.99. Thank you. I will agree, FSG did do dodgy things like the Super League as an example, but they gave us Klopp, a European Cup, an FA Cup, a League Cup, and most of all a Premier League. They saved us from disbanding You'll Never Walk Alone. And I'm with you there, mate. I know what FSG have done for Liverpool Football Club. And maybe if it wasn't FSG, it might have been somebody else, but it was too close to find out. And FSG, I think, for all the things that they've done wrong, they should be applauded for what they've done right as well. Have they now, and this is the question that I'm going to ask you in the YouTube comments, have they now taken us as far as they believe they can go? Because I think one of the things, when FSG came in, they bought into Liverpool Football Club and they bought into what we were about on the basis of financial fair play being a thing. Because I know that they didn't have the money to compete with your Manchester Cities and your PSGs and now your Newcastles over the long term. They had to be canny, they had to be smart. That's why they got Jurgen Klopp, that's why they got Michael Edwards, that's why they put the budgets in place that worked within their system and their company. But with financial fair play being a bit of a joke, with financial fair play not being upheld properly, with these clubs that have unlimited funds, that's a nicer way of putting it than I was going to say, being able to get away with it, with the European Super League not making it a closed shop, whatever you think of that, I think they've looked at it now and gone, we can't compete long term. If Jürgen goes, we're going to need another magician. Is there another magician out there? Are they putting Liverpool's best foot forward by stepping back? That's the question that I'm asking you. Are FSG doing the right thing by Liverpool Football Club by stepping away now and making billions of pounds? And while you answer that, Etam Ul Hassan. Apologies, that's gone missing. Wow, there's quite a few in here. Apologies. Etam Ul Hassan, random time. No, Mbappe 2023. Mate, it could be Mbappe January 2023 at this rate, depending on who buys us. It's actually, again, it's good timing, isn't it? You know, you're heading into a break for the Premier League season. You've got a month thereby whereby you could probably get something sorted. New owners will come back in the January. If it goes through quickly, I'd imagine it doesn't, to be honest, but you never know. And then there's time and a place to buy players, to get Liverpool. A new owner is going to want Liverpool in the Champions League. Is this the perfect time to buy? Would they be looking at trying to get something through next summer? If I was a new owner, I'd want to invest in January, make sure that I get them into the Champions League and get this process sped up, if it is at all possible. I don't know. Toby Poval says, many sources are saying investment not for sale. Right, let's go through the article one more time then. Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley have been retained to assist with the process. A statement from FSG, who also own the Boston Red Sox, to the Athletic read, there have been a number of recent changes of ownership and rumours of change in ownership at EPL clubs, and inevitably, we are asked regularly about Fenway Sports' ownership in Liverpool. FSG has frequently received expressions of interest from third parties seeking to become shareholders in Liverpool. FSG have said before that under the right terms and conditions, we would consider new shareholders if it was in the best interests of Liverpool as a club. FSG remains fully committed to the success of Liverpool, both on and off the pitch. The group has owned Liverpool since October 2010 when it bought the club from Hitchens Jets. So it is a little bit murky, and that's why I'm going to take you back to that top sentence. Fenway Sports Group has put Liverpool up for sale. We may end up with new shareholders. We may end up with new majority shareholders. We may end up with FSG just having a small portion of what's left and keeping a little bit of something in the fight. But right now, what Ornstein is saying is Liverpool are up for sale. So, Ashley Frith says, FSG selling Liverpool. What the fuck? What the actual fuck? I've just checked the Champions League draw. We got Real Madrid. Fuck, then I see FSG are selling our club. Yeah, don't know what's happened. Caught us off guard. Everyone off guard. It's okay. I thought I'd give you a heads up. Paige, it's worrying. If someone comes in with wrong intentions, we'll be fucked. FSG saved us and done a lot right. They bought into the Liverpool way. Now we have no idea who's coming in. And Luffy87 says, holy shit, is this real? As I get back into the YouTube comments. Nike deal in place with one of the best squads in the world and the biggest worldwide fan bases, says Easy Ollie. And this is it, isn't it? And X6 says 4 to 5 billion. And I think that's probably about right, 4 to 5 billion quid. Anyone with a wealth of 10 billion could do the job we need, says Baby Yoda. It's mad, that, isn't it? Dean Griffiths says, typical that as soon as this team needs backing in the transfer market, they're trying to jump ship. It's mad. And Jay Nugent, can Red Bend TV not buy them? Not yet, mate. Not yet. Not yet. I tell you what, there's a lot of chat coming in. Annie Lewis sends us a super chat and just says, Ellen! Elon! Whatever. I mean, he can't fix Twitter. There's no way he's going to be able to fix Liverpool Football Club at the moment. Does this stop the Annie Road extension? I very much doubt it. In fact, I think while the World Cup's going on, I think the roof might be getting put on the Anfield Road. I'm sure I read that the other day. And then obviously it's going to be open for next season anyway. And that's one of the other things that FSG have done in a really good way is that they've improved the infrastructure of the football club. They've got Kirby there now. We've got a world-class facility. We've got a stadium that's getting up to the levels of one of the biggest in the league again. You know, we'll have it over 60,000 by the time next season rolls around. FSG have continually invested in the non-playing side of Liverpool Football Club and maybe haven't invested in the playing side quite as much as what we as fans would have liked. But you can't ever forget that they did put this incredible side together of Jürgen Klopp and Michael Edwards and the team behind Michael Edwards and everything else, and allowed us to buy the players that we did. But again, have FSG taken Liverpool Football Club as far as they possibly can? Have they now seen that, look, we are a worthwhile investment for somebody? Where this, it's like buying a house. It's like, you know, you want to buy a house, but you want to be able to do some work to it to increase its value, but you don't want a really shit house that spend 12 months fixing it up. You want something where you can just do a couple of rooms and it adds a little bit of value, maybe put an extension on the side. Well, Liverpool have been are that house. They're that very, very good house with still room for an extension, still room to grow, still good for an investor to come in and make more money. Because let's not forget, that's what they want, unfortunately. They always want something. They either want to mask billions of pounds or sports wash, or they want to make money. We've had FSG, you've probably wanted to make money, whether that be the long-term gain of selling us for 4 billion, 5 billion quid off a 270 odd million investment, or whatever. You know, you've got Manchester United, who are continually, money is siphoned off each and every year from them. They're making money that way around. Or you're a Manchester City, a PSG, where the funds are used for other things rather than making money. What are we going to get if we are actually going to be sold? Of course, that's the question mark. But it does make me think that they've realised that within our third club, in Europe, and no European Super League on the horizon, with that being dead, that they've probably taken Liverpool as far as they can. Now's a good time to cut their, not losses, but walk away with big money in their arse pockets without the headache of having us fans pecking their head every single week about whether we're going to sign Mbappe. Chris, LFC92. I think they finally realise when you have a club like Liverpool, it requires full attention. It's hard to manage multiple big teams across the world. I agree with that one as well. Ash, £10. And let's not forget, they may have fallen in love with Liverpool. We don't know. I very much doubt that they fell in love with Liverpool. But they are Boston Red Sox, aren't they? You know, and it's like, it's like if I owned a fan channel for, I don't know, let's go with the Vikings, because I am a Vikings fan. It ain't the same as the Liverpool fan channel, Red Men TV, is it? It just never will be. It can't possibly be. This is the first love. Boston Red Sox was their first love, so to speak. And, you know, Liverpool Football Club was a means to an end, I imagine, for FSG. It always has been and it always will be. When they bought the football club, yes, they'll have wanted to increase their portfolio. They'd want to increase the amount of league titles and trophies that Liverpool have won. Of course they will, but it's a means to an end, and that end looks like it might be coming sooner rather than later. Ash has sent us a super chat. Let's get serious owners and we'll finally see Klopp versus Pep in a fair fight. Delighted with the news. Thanks, FSG. You brought us out of the mud, but your model isn't sustainable against City, Chelsea, etc. You'll never walk alone. Tubbs, 298, worried this will affect our January window and top four. Craig Tebbs, can't help but think someone's better than the devil, you know. The last owners were particularly great. Either need to go big or stick, in my opinion. Do we actually want a City model? Owners with terrible human rights? That's the difficult question. That's the $64,000 question, isn't it? I mean, I know in my heart of hearts that I will not like it if Liverpool are owned by somebody with terrible human rights views and a regime that doesn't want people standing up against them and treats people terribly. And these are questions we're all going to have to ask ourselves individually. But as a football fan, you cannot argue with the fact that Liverpool right now don't look like they can compete over 10 years with Manchester City, with your PSGs, with your Newcastle Uniteds even. And I know they haven't quite got it right yet, Newcastle, but they also haven't had the time. But you've got to fast forward it down the line. Is what Klopp has done at Liverpool Football Club sustainable for the long term? Is one league title in 7 years enough for us? How many more can we win? Because if they're going to win four out of five, they're going to win eight league titles in 10 years. And it's the pure, unadulterated brilliance of Jurgen Klopp. How long can you keep relying on magic for before you need the right tools to do the job? And I think that maybe is what FSG have looked at right now and maybe decided that let's strike while the iron's hot. Jay Nugent says no to oil. What about Hancock with his celebrity payout? Hey, joke. It's true, no to oil. Craig Tebbs, bring on Elon Musk just to piss off the scum. Jody says, wow, but not expected from FSG when we're in a difficult situation as a team and they decide to sell. Hope it is a blessing in the skies and we get owners who can back Jurgen Klopp. It's a really, really, really mad time, isn't it? Because what does this do for the players? What does this do for the management of the football club? Did they know this was coming? Has this been forced by Ornstein, and has he heard something? I mean, the timing of it seems mad straight after the Champions League draw, but then ultimately, if Liverpool go out of the Champions League against Real Madrid and then they're put up for sale, they're not worth as much money. Liverpool are still in the Champions League. You've got a window, you've got an opportunity to try and get Liverpool into the top four through investment, not just the trust in the coach and his playing staff. It's a very, very interesting time. Tuchel's, sorry if this is a silly question, but if they do sell, how does this affect Klopp's contract? Can't afford to lose him, in my opinion. Cheers for the great content. Thank you for the 35 ZAR. I don't think it will affect Liverpool, his contract. Ultimately, the contracts when you buy a company from one other company, quite often there's a term for it, but it's essentially ported over. So that contract will be absolutely fine. Jürgen, I imagine, will have been... I'd be shocked if Jürgen didn't find out until today. That would be mental. It'd be very sad if after everything Liverpool ended up as a sports washing machine, said Gerald O'Brien. More than very sad, mate. More than very sad. Jaden Granville. Which current football owners did you see a good example of what type of owners we'd like at the Reds? FSG. But with a bit more dough. The mad thing is, and this is where I can't get my head around how football's turned out like this, everybody. But with financial fair play, everyone keeps saying, oh, you know, we need the owners to put their hands in the pocket. Well, you're not supposed to with financial fair play. You're supposed to generate the money yourself and spend it. It would be nicer, I think, if football did that. If financial fair play worked, rather than it was who's got the richest sugar daddy. I mean, that's crap. In it, you know, you want it to be a level playing field. You want, and it's never going to go back that way, is it? Because there's too much money involved, and you know, a fan of Burnley Football Club's going to be going, fuck off. What are you talking about? You've got well more money than Burnley. Of course we have, but we're also better, and it's historic, and we've deserved it because we've been at the top of the game for a long time. It's harder to take when a young upstart comes and is bought by someone and just all of a sudden has more money. And, you know, even when players didn't want to go there, they went there because of the dough. It'd be nice to be that without having the state-owned country above us, to be honest. And the honest answer, maybe people will know this more than me, but is there an ownership out there that you'd prefer? Like, who are they? For me, it feels like go down the top 100 richest fellas in the world and hope one of them's a Liverpool fan. That's the type of owner that I would want, a fella with billions upon billions upon billions of the English pounds or the dollars or the whatever, who is a Liverpool fan, who was born a Liverpool fan, who has lived at Liverpool Football Club, and he's going through a midlife crisis, quite honest. That's the type of Liverpool fan that I want. And he wants to buy his football club and he wants to make them the best football club in the world. I do not want someone owning Liverpool Football Club who doesn't have an investment in Liverpool Football Club. But the chances of that fella existing might be low. Who knows? Craig Tebbs, potential for that Chinese consortium to come back in. Maybe better alternative to oil money, personally. Yeah, you might be right on that one. Liverpool Anfield legendary says, bring us a sugar daddy. We need their money. This chair's fucked. Stephen says, I'm so, so happy. If a sports washing machine comes in, Klopp will go, says Pedros Banyols. Ooh, that's a little bit of a curveball to throw a baseballism in there, isn't it? I mean, there's a principled man in Jurgen Klopp. Will he have a a say in the ownership of Liverpool Football Club moving forward.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.
I don't know. Mr. Prash, as I've heard the crazy figure of $3 billion being bandied about as the potential sale price. Are we in line for a rich Arabona? I don't know, and I think it'll be more than that. If Chelsea go for $4 billion, I think Liverpool go for more than Chelsea Football Club. I really, really do. I'm going to carry on with the article a little bit before I get back into some of your comments. So Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley have been retained to assist with the process. We've read that before. During FSG's ownership, Anfield has been transformed with a new £110 million main stand, while the Annie Road stand is being redeveloped. The £80 million project will be completed next summer and boost capacity to around 61,000. FSG have been overseeing the club's move from Melwood to a £50 million training facility in Kirby. It is principally owned by John W. Henry as one of two founders alongside Chairman Tom Werner. FSG also owns the Red Sox television network NESN, 50% of Roche Fenway Racing and Fenway Sports Management. FSG sold an 11% stake in the company for $750 million to Redbird Capital Partners last year and subsequently bought a controlling stake in top flight NHL ice hockey team, the Pittsburgh Penguins. So there you go, we've increased their portfolio with the Pittsburgh Penguins. That's easy for you to say, but definitely not for me. It's a bit of a mad one. How are we all feeling? Like, on a scale of 1 to 10 in the comments, let me know. 10, really, really excited for the future. 1, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening. I don't want this day here. Because while you put your numbers in, I'm going to tell you that I am feeling excited. I think it's fair to say. I'm feeling a little bit nervous, probably a little bit apprehensive, and a little bit scared for my football club, to be frank. And I don't want Liverpool to be a Manchester City. I want Liverpool to win the trophies that Manchester City have won, plus the European Cup, or European Cups over the last few years, obviously. But I've spent so much time hating what PSG and Manchester City stand for, because they are enterprises that hide some terrible atrocities around the world, and I like to think of myself as a principled person, and I don't want the thing that I love more than anything outside my wife and kids in life to be something that like that. It's just fucking wrong for me. Dylan Fletcher said, I don't think FSG would publicly put up for sale without knowing there were parties willing to meet their price. I think you're probably right that. Craig Harley is a 4. Ryan Mance is an 8, so he's very excited. Martin K. Doors to Perception says 9. Scott Smilly, 3. Someone's a 20 there. That's Tevin. Cheeky dig at City there, always. Always. So, Matt Walker, 3. Better the devil, you know. And it might possibly be. But this is what a lot of Liverpool fans have wanted for a long time. I haven't been on the picket lines. I haven't been wanting FSG out. Everybody knows that who's watching this programme. But that doesn't mean that I'm not excited for what the future holds. I hope what the future holds isn't oil money. it isn't people with a terrible attitude to human life in charge of our football club. But I also recognise this is one of the biggest junctures in Liverpool's history, because if we do want to compete for Premier Leagues year in, year out, and European Cups year in, year out, I've also realised over these last 6 months that I don't think FSG model allows us to do that. And that's where I stand on it. So, as soon as the owner, new owners come in, it will be new owners out within 6 months, says Pedros. Flanker FC just says FSG out, FSG out, FSG out, FSG out, FSG out. Sui Jr. says get Richie Sunak in. Well, Bill Gates is a no then. Yeah, agreed. Herr Abramovich is free, says TS. Stuart Armstrong, he's a 9 out of 10. I think this is the only way forward to be consistently competing on all fronts. Like it or not, the only way we can dominate is with serious financial backing, just not oil money. Cheers. And I think that's on everybody's Christmas list right now, isn't it? New owners for Liverpool Football Club, please, Father Christmas, brackets, not oil money. But loads and loads of dough that we can compete with Manchester City and blow them out of the water each and every... LeBron James, says Adam J down there. I was thinking that when we were talking about the Redbirds. Kali Kovac, 10 SEKs, thank you so much. Ryan, 179, thoughts on Sir Jim Ratcliffe. So, Sir Jim Ratcliffe, owner of Ineos, if I'm not mistaken. One of the most plastic polluting companies in the UK, one of the UK's richest men, a man that wanted to buy Manchester United, a man that has put his name to Mercedes Petronas F1 team, a man that has put his name to the Sky Cycling Squad, which is now Ineos, a man that wants to, I think, essentially create a Red Bull for his company. And Red Bull, what they've done, you know, they've gone from a drink to air racing to Formula One. Red Bull is now synonymous with athletes around the world. He has made that brand recognition. Red Bull are athletes. Red Bull have got football clubs. Red Bull have got a portfolio. I think that's what Sir Jim Ratcliffe wants. I don't think he's a good guy, but I haven't done enough research on him. I know the tertiary sort of top line on what Jim Ratcliffe has done over the course of his career. But he is one of the, well, he might be the richest man in the UK, I believe. Certainly he was. And he wants to get in to football club. Could we have it as the Ineos Stadium? I would not like that. But again, I don't think he's one of the good guys, but I don't think he's anywhere near one of the bad guys either. So, a potential option there, and maybe people know more about this than I do. Carl Gordon, hello mate. Club is not for sale. It's simply looking for new investors and shareholders to join the board. Lazy clickbaiting gentlemen for those who broke this to cause the fan base to lose their heads. Wow. Anfield Road TV, thank you very much. Big up Chris, just hoping Klopp is backed in the right way, giving him the best possible chance to win major trophies. Getting the right owners is key. Gemma, I agree with that, by the way. Gemma, Chris, do you think this just huge self-awareness from FSG as we've seen in recent windows with the lack of spending? It possibly could be. It really possibly could be. I'm going to go back to Calgon's. So the club is not for sale. It is simply looking for new investors and shareholders to join the board. Lazy clickbaiting journalism from those who broke this to cause the fan base to lose their heads. I'm going to go back to what I've seen. And what I've seen right now is David Ornstein, a journalist that I respect, that I think is a very good journalist, who doesn't go out on a whim very often, that says Fenway Sports Group has put Liverpool up for sale. A full sales presentation has been produced for interested parties. You might well be right. But right now, the black and white of it all says that Liverpool have been put up for sale, mate. And I know you've had probably time. I literally went live as soon as the news broke. We were like, ah, Red Men assemble! Because we're going to be doing a Red Men reacts, and you can see that there at some point over on the website when I find it. Is it there? Is it there? There you go, look. Red Men reacts. FSG put Liverpool up for sale. That'll be going live as soon as I finished here. But I'm having fun talking to you guys on the YouTube comments, so why wouldn't we carry on with this for a little while longer? But let's talk about what it would mean then if it goes the other way. What would it mean if Liverpool are just looking for investment? If Liverpool are looking for an influx of cash to give away shares and to get more board members? Do they need that? Is that what we need? Is that another option for FSG then, in that, if that's the case, Calgon? Do FSG need more investment now such that we can put it into the football club, that we can put it into the team? Are they concerned that we might not make top four? They don't have the cash to get to then give us the players that we need to make that push for top four or make a run at the Champions League this season. Why would you think that Liverpool would want more ball people, and why not Liverpool to go and sort of try and put us up for sale? Let me know in the comments and I'll pull some of them out in a minute. Stuart Armstrong, 9 out of 10. I think this is the only way forward, to be consistently competing on all four fronts. Like it or not, the only way we can dominate is with serious financial backing. Just no oil money. Cheers. I think I might have read that one. Alistair, I'd really live to be RB Liverpool. No, we don't want to be RB Liverpool. No way. No one really talking about the, you know, oh, here we go. Adam J has just come in and gone, raising the cash for Bellingham. That's what the board members, the influx of cash could potentially mean. Jay Marshall just said, anyone interested in going 50-50 on it? Maybe just Sir Jim Ratcliffe. LFC wants a sugar daddy, says the silent killer. Hope we don't lose out on Jude while this is happening, said Lloyd Dawson. I'm not sure Jude was ever really, I don't know. I mean, we're obviously interested, but do we ever have the money to get Jude Bellingham? I've no idea. Could be getting a war chest ready, says Darth Sidious. Well, you would know. Lemon Sheamus, Vince McMahon is free. Probably not. Would love Elon to buy LFC. Never. No. No, thank you. Not interested in that in any way, shape, or form. My word, these comments are coming in thick and fast. It's difficult for me right now, but Liverpool apparently have been put up for sale. Should we have a little journey through the internet and let's see Liverpool up for sale and see what else is out there right now? But while I'm looking for that, we've got a reaction show with Jamie Carragher coming up, because Paul's just been with Jamie Carragher. I think Paul might have given him the Thierry Henry. Listen, it's coming up, it'll be there, don't worry. Right, the Mirror, let's have a look at this. Let's have a look at this together, everybody. This is a first read of this. Liverpool Football Club. Oh, you absolute... Fuck off. Liverpool owners. Liverpool Football Club have been put up for sale, with Fenway Sports Group looking for new owners to purchase the Premier League club and take them forwards. Liverpool owners, Fenway Sports Group, have put the Premier League club up for sale. The owners have put together a full presentation for interested parties, as first reported by dun, 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 The Athletic. The club's top brass has retained Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley to assist with the process. Whilst inviting offers, it is unclear the level of interest and whether a deal is likely to be done. There is going to be interest. It is Liverpool Football Club, ladies and gentlemen. Mirror Football reported in April last year, FSG rejected an offer of almost $3 billion from the Middle East. Premier League rivals were recently taken over by Todd Bowley, led US consortium for a cost of 4.25, a new record in sport. Wow. A statement from Fenway Sports Group said, there have been a number of recent changes, yada yada yada, we've read that. FSG remains fully committed to the success of Liverpool, both on and off the pitch. This is just a complete rehash of the Athletic article. Jerry Cardinal, the owner of Red Bear Capital Partners, has previously refused to rule out owning Liverpool in a post-FSG future. At a Financial Times Business of Sport US Summit in 21, Cardinal admitted owning Liverpool wasn't part of the original plan for his private equity firm, but asked whether he would rule out a future purchase, he offered, no, I definitely would not exclude it, as it would be a privilege, but I think that Liverpool is in fantastic hands with the current group. We are there to support and play a supporting role where we can, but that is a phenomenal team from ownership and management all the way down, and it might be the end of that phenomenal team, because right now it looks like Liverpool Football Club are up for sale, which is just a bit mad. Shall we have a look what else is up for sale? Right, okay. Live updates and reaction. FSG release bombshell statement. Okay. Let's go with the Liverpool Echo. They're live right now with this. Fenway Sports Group put Liverpool up for sale, according to a report on Monday. The Athletic claim the American group led by, fuck off, John Henry, are inviting offers for the club with a full presentation for interested parties. A statement read, there have been a number of recent changes of ownership and rumours and changes in ownership, blah, 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 blah. Get the latest news on the breaking story here. Yes, please. Loads ads. Who wrote this article first and foremost while the ads load? It doesn't say. That's always a little bit of a concern, isn't it? Family Sports could put Liverpool up for sale according to a report on Monday. This looks like, to me, right now, A, there's a lot of fucking ads on the Echo's website, and B, nobody's got anything but Ornstein, and that's interesting, and that goes back to that Calgon super chat from before, doesn't it? If everyone is regurgitating Liverpool are up for sale, is it clickbait? Or is Ornstein the epicenter of this news story? And Ornstein was very succinct and very on point and saying that Liverpool Football Club are up for sale. It sounds like right now Liverpool Football Club are up for sale to me. We're 37 minutes in. Let's get back into some of the comments then. My words. Let's go back up. I've missed a few, so apologies to everybody. 811 YouTube, Red Men to buy the club, rename the team to Red Men FC. Terrible name for a football team, great name for a fan channel. No, keep it Liverpool FC, it's that simple. Lots of people want Elon Musk, why? James there, Elon or oil money. I'd rather, I hate Elon Musk. I think he's a tosser. Leon Gary, £2, €2, apologies, yeah. We might lose Klopp if the wrong people buy. It's a sincere thing, isn't it? We may, but we're going to lose Jurgen Klopp at some point. And this is the one thing, the constant at Liverpool Football Club is the fans. The players come and go. The manager comes and go. The owners come and go. We are Liverpool Football Club. We need to have a say in who is an owner of Liverpool Football Club because, and we will do, we'll vote with our feet. And if the wrong people are in line, I hope that we're all there trying to stop the sale from going through. I really, really do. Because I don't want to be owned by an oil baron or whatever. I'm trying to not get myself in trouble with how I say this. I want to be owned by somebody who loves Liverpool Football Club. That's a wish list, isn't it? As long as they ain't Tory, says Marcus Davies. Agreed. FSG have released the statement. Well, the statement that I read obviously was about them, about the investments and stuff. Fan ownership, said Zinedine Zulfikar. I think the days, unfortunately, to be honest, the fan ownership running one of the top clubs in the Premier League is, they may never have been here. Because it's almost impossible to compete when you're a billionaire. Now, FSG have got billions, but they can't compete. Liverpool can't compete. If the Super League had come off, would this still happen, says Brandon Sherwood? I don't think it would have happened. I think if financial fair play in the Super League had happened, A, we'd be incredibly pissed off, but we'd have gotten used to it. But I do think that they've ring-fenced themselves into the elite of football for the long term, and the money that they gain would have meant that they could continue to get closer to Manchester City and hopefully topple Manchester City and their bazillions. But I do feel like it, because of that, this is why they need the investment. Because if they're going to run Liverpool Football Club properly within their means, they can't compete. Not over the long term. You might win 1 in 5 league titles. Oh, shock, we did. But you can't compete over a 10-year period. In 20 years' time, this will be the moment that stopped Manchester City winning every league from about 2025 onwards, or it won't, because at some point Manchester City are going to be too far away for everybody to catch up. They've got too much money. We either all need to have that money or no one needs to have that money. And the Premier League aren't going to make a case for it. UEFA aren't going to make a case for it. They're not going to apply financial fair play properly. That therefore means that the only thing that you can do is get more money to try and compete with them. It's Jura sent 10 quid. Thank you. Can't wait to see Mbappe, Haaland and Salah in the front three in 2 seasons' time. Now that, 32-year-old Mo Salah with a little Haaland and Mbappe under his wing, that makes me happy. Joshua Vigswaren has just joined as a wonder kid as well. Thank you very much. Retro Unlimited, billions don't win your Champions League. Yeah, that is right, is right. I completely agree with that. Well, there you go. It doesn't look like there's any more news right now. That is the breaking news. Liverpool Football Club have been put up for sale by FSG. Thank you so much for joining me. I really enjoyed that. I didn't know we'd be doing this show today. We've got so much more upcoming, of course. For a start, as I mentioned earlier on, we've got a reaction with Carragher and Gary Neville going on Red Men Plus. We've got a Red Men Reacts going on Red Men Plus very, very shortly as well. And you can see that there. So, yeah, live. It's at 1:30. I've made that a little bit too late, so apologies. That will be going live in about 5 minutes' time. It's going to be a three-man show, I believe. And then we've got Jamie Carragher and Gary Neville with Paul Machin talking about FSG putting Liverpool up for sale. Get over to redmenplus.com. Get yourself signed up. It's a great time to sign up. You think, oh, well, the footy's nearly ending. Mate, we've got so much content coming over the course of the World Cup. You ain't going to know what to do with yourself. Join Red Men Plus now, redmenplus.com. Ta. Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. shopify.com/retail23.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.